Healthy eating is usually the last thing on our minds at Thanksgiving, but hidden in our starch, sugar, and fat-laden menus are some foods that pack a nutritional wallop. One of those is the humble sweet potato, full of complex carbs, fiber, and a whole alphabet full of vitamins. Back in the 1920s, the per capita sweet potato consumption was 29 pounds a year. Today, each of us only consumes about 4 pounds annually, and I think much of that is in the months of November and December. There are some among us for whom a Thanksgiving without marshmallow-topped sweet potatoes is no Thanksgiving at all. It will probably come as a big shock to hear that not a single marshmallow would have been found at that first Thanksgiving feast in 1621. But not only that, there probably weren't even sweet potatoes on the table. So how did this Turkey Day accompaniment become so ubiquitous? It seems that this sweet as candy version of the popular Thanksgiving side dish is actually a little less than a century old. The first known reference is from a 1917 edition of the local newspaper in Lowell, Massachusetts. This was about the time, you remember, when Americans were eating lots of them. So food historian Janet Clarkson unearthed this recipe from the newspaper's pages. Slice boiled sweet potatoes and place them in a buttered baking dish with layers of brown sugar, dotted with butter between the layers of potatoes, cover the top with 2 tablespoons of cream, dots of butter, and bake until brown. A few minutes before serving, cover the top with a layer of marshmallows and return to the oven to brown. Now, growing up, my family's sweet potatoes were not too much of a departure from this 1917 version. Sometimes the spuds would be mashed, sometimes in chunks, sometimes they would come out of a can or from the produce aisle. Pecans would be added occasionally, but marshmallows were an ever-present feature. But sometime during adulthood, when I could design my own Thanksgiving menu, I decided I wanted to save dessert for, well, dessert, and began seeking out more savory ways to prepare sweet potatoes. About 3 years ago, our family settled on sweet potatoes au gratin. Now, au gratin is a dish most of us have had using white potatoes. But as it turns out, it's just as delicious with sweet potatoes. The natural sugar of these orange tubers make this dish just sweet enough without sending you into an insulin coma. So to make the dish, you peel and slice about 2 pounds of sweet potatoes and layer them in a baking dish along with grated Gruyere cheese. Now a bit of heavy cream gets poured onto the top, and then some fresh rosemary, salt, and pepper added as well. The dish bakes for about an hour and a half in a 300-degree oven. Now, of course, you can get the full recipe on the website. So, unless, you know, Uncle Max is going to write you out of his will for not bringing to the table those candied yams, consider giving this version a whirl. So go ahead, 86 of those marshmallows. You might just find a new family favorite.